Father, here this night, you are worthy. Not only in the good times, but so much more in the hard times. You are worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be exalted, lifted on high. We pray that you have your way, Holy Spirit, here this night. As you go live through Facebook and everyone's home and cars and wherever they might be listening to the message here this night, Lord. We thank you in faith in advance what you're just about to do right now, Lord. Getting ready to do something. Thank you, Lord. Let us anticipate, Lord, with the faith that you're getting ready to do something right now, Lord. Fresh, new breakthroughs, healings, the call of God. We thank you here this night, Lord. It's in your precious name we pray, and we all say in one accord, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a good clap offering right there where you're at. Give honor where honor is due, amen, to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Savior of our lives, amen. You may have your seats here this night. You may be seated there in your home, amen. Worship team, you may have your seat as well. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to just make a quick announcement that we be sure that we're here Sunday and that we invite somebody. The Lord's been moving in a mighty, powerful way. He's been speaking. Amen. So let's make sure that we not just come, but that we invite somebody. Amen. And let's keep the Macias family in prayer. Amen. They're there in Chicago with family. Amen. That they have a blessed time over this weekend. Amen. That they would come back rested. Amen. And ready to get back into the dugouts. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, it brings me great honor here to introduce the speaker for tonight. And that's Jason. Jason Johnson. Amen. When he first came into the home, he was least likely to succeed. We'll just put it that way. But we know that God has a way of doing things. God has a way of proving people wrong, a way of proving Jason wrong. Amen. That we would all know that it was God's doing, not Jason's doing, but God's doing. And the reason God was able to move was that 10 years ago, Jason got in position. 10 years later, Jason is in position. So with that, amen, God is able to continue to grow the man, amen, into what he wants to do. Amen. So it brings me great joy and honor to call forth Jason Johnson as he comes to share the word here this evening. Amen. Let's give the Lord a good clap offering right there in your home. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now let's give Jesus Christ a hand clap of praise. Come on, y'all. Those in your houses, give our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ some praise. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to thank Pastor. I want to thank the Lord for my salvation as well as for the beautiful ministry of Victory Outreach. And I also want to thank the Lord for my pastors, Pastor Charlie and Sister Marlene, for answering the call of God and giving me this opportunity to share this evening. Amen. As we know, already know, we've been in a new theme, a time to recognize Jesus. Amen. How many of us could agree that we've been blessed within this new theme in different areas? Amen. And I'm going to continue to preach within the new theme this evening. Amen. For those that's logged on via Facebook Live, I want to thank you once again and thank you so much for logging on this evening. And if you haven't already, went and grabbed your Bibles and notebook, I want to give you the opportunity to do so. Amen. I believe the Lord has given me a message this evening, And if you're taking notes this evening, I titled this message, A Time to Recognize Jesus Through Identity. Amen. I believe that's very, very important for us to know who we are in Christ Jesus. We are Christians that's been called by God, that's been saved by God. And for those that say we have a new identity, amen. That's what I want to be sharing tonight, amen. If you could turn to the book of Acts, chapter 9, amen. And I believe that God is going to be, we're going to bless us this evening with his word, amen. I believe a lot of Christians that's in this end time world don't really know their true identity is in Christ, amen. Like Pastor Charlie said, 10 years ago, I came to the ministry a messed up individual, amen. I was messed up in my mind. I was bound by drugs and alcohol and many other things, amen. I didn't know my true identity was until I got into the things of the Lord, and he showed me through his word and through spending time with him that my true identity is found only through him, amen. In the book of Acts, chapter 9, we're going to start in verse 20 through verse 28. Amen. I'm reading out a New Living Translation. You may be a different translation that you have this evening. Praise the Lord. And the Bible reads, and immediately he began preaching about Jesus in the synagogues, saying he is indeed the Son of God. This is talking about the Apostle Paul. Amen. The Bible continues reads, all who heard him were amazed. Isn't this the same man who caused such devastation among Jesus' followers in Jerusalem? They asked. The Bible continues to read, Saul preaching became more and more powerful, and the Jews in Damascus couldn't refute his proof that Jesus was indeed the Messiah. Verse 23, after a while, some of the Jews plotted together to kill him. They were watching for him day and night at the city gate so they could murder him. But Saul was told about their plot. So during the night, some of the other believers lured him in a large basket through an open in the city wall. When Saul arrived in Jerusalem, he tried to meet with the believers, but they were all afraid of him. They did not believe he had truly become a believer. Verse 27 reads, then Barnabas brought him to the apostles and told him how Saul had seen the Lord on the way to Damascus and how the Lord had spoken to Saul. He also told him that Saul had preached boldly in the name of Jesus in Damascus. Verse 28. So Saul stayed with the apostles and went all around Jerusalem with them, preaching boldly in the name of the Lord. Amen. Let's open up tonight in the word of prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. And I also thank you for another opportunity, Lord God, to share your word this evening, Lord God. We just pray the Holy Spirit will move in a mighty and powerful way, and that those that's tuned in tonight and those that's here tonight, Lord God, will be touched, Lord God, in a mighty and powerful way. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, pray. We all say, amen. Amen. This portion of scripture was talking about the Apostle Paul, Saul. Before he was saved, he was converted on the road to Damascus, amen. And many of us know who Saul was, who Apostle Paul was before he got saved. He was a Christian persecutor, amen. And he had done a lot of horrible things, amen. He had a bad reputation, amen. And people known him as someone that came against the things of God. But like the Bible says, that he had an encounter with God on the road to Damascus, amen. And at that point, he turned his life around and he gave his life to Jesus Christ. Amen. But as we read in that opening scripture, the believers still didn't believe that he was saved. They didn't see him as that new creation that he became in Jesus Christ. They still saw him as that person he was before. Amen. And how many of us tonight could contest that same thing? When we got saved and set free, some of us will say 2 years and 3 years or whatever the case may be, and our family members and our loved ones, they didn't understand, they didn't see us as that new creation, as that person that we are through Jesus Christ. They still saw us as that person that we once were. Amen. That dope fiend or that prostitute or that drug dealer or whoever we was before we got saved, that's who they still see us as. Amen. And just like the Apostle Paul, it took time for people to realize that he was truly a changed person. Amen. And that's the same for you and I as well. It's going to take time for loved ones and co-workers and people that God placed in our life to see us as a new creation. Amen. That's why it's very important that we develop a true relationship with God. Amen. Not people that just come to church or log on and hear the word of God, but we be those people that apply God's word so that our identity could become in line with Christ. Can I get an amen, somebody? I looked up the word identity in the dictionary, and the meaning is the condition or state of being a specific person or thing and recognizable as such, the condition or fact of being the same as something else. Amen. Now, according to this definition that we just read, our identity is who people recognize us as. Amen. So if we saying that we are Christians, that's who we should model ourselves as. Amen. We can't say that we are men of God, women of God, and youth of God, and we live in a different way. Amen. That's not the identity that God wants us to show the world. Amen. People going to judge us by the way we carry ourselves, like I was saying. Like they did Apostle Paul, amen. Although that he was saved and he was a believer, they still saw him in that negative way, amen. And it takes time for people to see that we have a new identity that we're living by through Christ Jesus, amen. We have to understand that. It takes us time for us to grow into that new identity as well. You know, like myself, certain family members still see me as that old person. It's hard for them to believe that I'm a new creation, that I have a new identity that's found in Jesus Christ. Amen. Like Pastor Charlie said, I've been saved now for 10 years, and it's still people that look at me with that critical eye. But I know that it's going to take time for them to get that revelation that I am a new creation through Jesus Christ. Amen. That's why it's very important that we bear fruit within our lives. Amen. That we renew our minds through applying God's word daily, doing different things when trials come, when we suffer as Christians, that we continue to trust in God, so that people that God placed in their lives could see that our identity is not of the world, but it's in Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. I have a question for us tonight, and it is, who are we being recognized as? Amen. For those that's logging in tonight, amen, if you claim to be a believer, are you being recognized as a believer? Or are you being recognized as that old person that you used to be? Amen. Like I said, it takes time for us to develop and to become that man, that woman, that young person that God wants us to be. Amen. But we got to strive to do that. Amen. We can't be people that claim that we're Christians but living like the world lives. Amen. That's not going to help God to get glory and honor within our lives. Amen. Now we have to understand our old life gave us a bad reputation. Amen. Whoever we were before we got saved, it gave us a bad reputation. Amen. Loved ones turned their back on us. They didn't like the person that we had become, amen. And they gave us an identity that stuck with us until we got saved, amen. Pastor Charlie said a lot of times in different preachings that his loved ones didn't believe that he was saved. And, you know, year after year, he kept remaining faithful to God. And one day, his loved ones got the revelation that he was a true man of God. And it takes time for our loved ones and people that God surrounds us around with to see that. That's true, but it's up to us to continue to move forward and not give up. Amen. People are going to identify us as that person we used to be for a long time. You know, it don't get discouraged. Amen. That's a part of the process. It's going to take us a long time to get from who we was and before God stepped into our lives into that new person. Amen. So don't get discouraged, you know, when it comes to serving God and loved ones may not come around like we want them to. We got to trust in God's time for that to happen. Amen. Like myself, I've been calling my loved ones and I haven't heard from them. Amen. And I'm not tripping on that because I know God's in control. I'm just going to continue to do my part and stay in position and continue to apply God's word and allow God to move within his time. Amen. That's why it's so important that we bear fruit within our lives, that we live our lives separated from the way the world lives. Amen. People that we work with, once we say that we're Christian, they got their eye on us. They want to see if we're the real deal or not. Amen. Me and myself, I mean, I work with the home. We go out there and race scene, and I know a lot of people look at us in a certain way because a lot of them know we are Christians. Amen. That's why I always make sure that I'm speaking correctly, that I'm carrying myself right, because I know that I'm not just representing myself, I'm representing Jesus Christ, and I got to live according to the identity that he has given me. Praise the Lord. That's why it's very important that we be obedient to our leaders as well. You know, our leaders, Pastor Charlie, they want to see us walk in that true identity that God has for our lives. Amen. And it's not an easy thing to do. You know, it takes us denying ourselves and letting go of the things in the world, letting go of our old ways of thinking to allow God to be in control so that in his due time, he could transform us into that new identity that he wants us to have. Amen. Our identities we live by as Christians should eventually contradict the identity that the world has grown to know us by. Amen. If that don't happen, then that's something that we got to deal with. Amen. God is going to hold us accountable for that. Yeah, that's why I'm not worrying about people that may see me in a negative way. Like I was saying, I go to work out there racing, and some people I speak to, and they don't say nothing to me. Amen. It could be many reasons. I don't know. But I don't allow that to distract me from being who God has called me to be. I'm going to continue to love him. I'm going to continue to model Jesus Christ with the best way that I can and allow God to touch their hearts through my life. Amen. We have to understand, see, the work of the enemy is to deceive us into believing that there are many identities that we could live by. Amen. Like for a lot of us that say, we will always say we live by many different identities. Some of us was drug dealers. Some of us was drug addicts. Amen. Some of us was goody-goodies. We didn't use a drug and we didn't use an alcohol beverage. Amen. Many different titles. Amen. But if we read and study our word, the Bible only talks about two identities that you and I have, is saved and unsaved. Amen. And once we become saved, we can no longer live as an unsaved person. Amen. That's why it's very important that we learn to get a hold of God, that we learn how to develop a strong prayer life, a strong relationship with God through daily prayer, through daily reading and application of God's word, so God could transform us into that person that God wants us to be. Amen. Now I want to share on how our identity was damaged. Amen. Me, myself, I didn't grow up in church. I didn't know anything about God. And it took me getting saved to realize that my identity was stripping, that it was damaged because of this thing called sin. Amen. So if we could turn our Bible to the book of Genesis, chapter 3. I'm starting in verse 1. Read from verse 1 to verse 7. This is the fall of man. Amen. And once we read this portion of scripture, we are able to gain a deeper understanding of why our identity was damaged and why God had to send Jesus Christ into the world so that we could be saved and have our identity restored and given back to us. Amen. In the book of Genesis chapter 3, starting in verse 1, the Bible reads, "The serpent was the shrewdest of all the wild animals the Lord God had made. One day he asked the woman, 'Did God really say you must not eat the fruit from any of the trees in the garden?' 'Of course, we may eat fruit from the trees in the garden,' the woman replied." Verse 3, "It's only the fruit from the tree in the middle of the garden that we are not allowed to eat. God said you must not eat it or even touch it. If you do, you will die." "You won't die," the serpent replied to the woman. That was a lie. We died. Amen. Let's continue to read. "But God knows that your eyes will be open as soon as you eat it, and you will be like God, knowing both good and evil." The Bible continues reads in verse 6, "The woman was convinced. She saw that the tree was beautiful and its fruit looked delicious, and she wanted the wisdom it would give her. So she took some of the fruit and ate it. Then she gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it too. At that moment, their eyes were open, and they suddenly felt shame at their nakedness. So they sewed fig leaves together to cover themselves." Verse 7. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now see, as we learn through reading this portion of scripture, sin is the reason why you and I, our identity was damaged and twisted up. Amen. The devil lied to our first mother and father, which is Adam and Eve. Through their disobedience to the word of God, our identity was stripping and taken from us. Amen. See, the enemy robbed us of our identity before we even entered this world. The Bible said we come into the world as sinners. Amen. And if we want to have our true identity back, you and I must fight for it each and every day. Amen. That's why it's very important. That's why our pastors, our leaders teach us to have a true prayer life, have a true relationship with God. God wants to bless our lives. He doesn't want us to live in this world in an incorrect way. You know, a lot of Christians, they come to church, they get saved, and they just do that. You know, a lot of them don't bear fruit. They don't grow into that person that God has created them to be. And that's not what God saved us for it. Amen. He saved us for something far more greater than a job, far more greater than the opposite sex. Amen. The plan that God has for our life is so greater. Amen. And I thank God that I'm in position to be able to answer this call and to be able to live in that true identity that he has for our lives. Amen. Now, I want to talk about three things that you and I must do to regain our identity back from Satan. Amen. The first thing we must do is repent to receive Jesus Christ into our lives. That's the first step we must do to be able to receive our new identity that's found in Jesus Christ. Amen. The second thing that we must do is change the way we think. The mind is a very powerful tool. Amen. The Bible says that our mind is the devil's playground. And if we don't learn how to think the way God wants us to think, it's very hard for us to walk in the identity that's found in Jesus Christ. Amen. And the third thing we must do is become a strong giver. Amen. It takes finances for us to grow into the things of God. We got to invest into our lives, buy different type of things like the Bible, commentaries, also be a part of different events that we have, not just locally, but throughout the world as well. Amen. I believe some of you out there frown up with that third point. Come on, somebody. We got to become givers. Amen. We can't learn how to become Christ-like just by coming to church. We got to invest within our lives. We know how to invest within our lives. Some of us go to school, amen, and study circular different things, and amen. Those things, it's nothing wrong with going to school, amen. But when it comes to the things of God, it's very important that we become givers in this area, amen. Now, let's talk about the first point, which is repentance and giving our lives over to Jesus Christ so that we can receive that new identity that he wants us to have, amen. If you could turn to the book of Romans, chapter 10, verses 9 through 10. Amen. The Bible reads in the book of Romans, chapter 10, starting in verse 9 through 10. It says here, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. See, my friend, this is the first step you and I have in regaining our true identity back from the enemy. Amen. This is the only way. And the Bible is clear. The only way that you and I are able to do that is through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. There's no other God that died for you and I but Jesus Christ. Amen. By truly repenting and giving our life over to Jesus Christ, we are able to receive the identity that he has for our lives. Amen. It's a beautiful thing to do that. I'm very grateful that God saved my life 10 years ago and gave me that new identity back. Amen. It's the greatest thing that you and I could do. Amen. Now, the second thing that you and I have to do is change the way that we think. This is very vital and very important. Our mind is, like I said, is very powerful. If we don't learn how to think like Jesus Christ and see ourselves through the way that God sees us, it's going to be hard to get that identity operating within our lives and through our lives. Amen. In the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 2, very, very familiar portion of scripture, and also one of my favorite scriptures dealing with the mind. Amen. Because like Pastor Charlie said, many of you heard my testimony coming into the ministry. I messed up in the head cuckoo. Amen. Hearing voices and seeing things, and I knew that once I got saved, that's how the enemy controlled my life through my mind. So I knew I had to get into the Word of God and renew my mind, and that's something that we got to do as a lifestyle. Amen. Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it reads here, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Amen. This is the next step you and I have to make in regaining our identity back. Once we get saved and allow God to come into our lives and to become our Lord and Savior, this is the next step. Is this area right here is the reason why many Christians are not in position tonight. Amen. Like Pastor Charlie said, I've been in position. It's only because I know that I can't think the same way. Amen. Living in this world, a lot of things that attract us. Amen. Cars and money and the opposite sex. Amen. And if we keep our focus on those things and don't change the way we think, our identity would not be in line with the one the Word of God has for our lives. Amen. We have to learn how to let go of the old way we think, the old way we saw things, the old way we reasoned, amen. For us that's here Saturday night, we know that the old way we thought didn't get us nowhere in life, amen. That's why we got to learn to be a teachable vessel of God so that God can grow us and change us into that person that he wants us to be. Amen. The renewing of our mind takes place through applying God's word daily. That's why we got to develop a habit of reading his word daily, spending quality time with God so that we are able to allow the word of God to filter and take out that garbage so that we could change the way that we think. Amen. And by doing that, it will transform us into that new identity that's only found in Jesus Christ. Amen. And the third thing we have to do is become givers. Amen. It's very important. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, the Bible reads, "Work hard so that you can present yourself to God and receive his approval. Be a good worker, one who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly explains the word of truth." I think that's the wrong scripture. But the point is, we have to learn how to be a giver. You know, we have to invest within our lives. You know, this ministry has a lot to offer us. Amen. A lot of different leadership trainings and different events that we could go to throughout the year to keep us not only in tune with the ministry, but in tune with God and who we are in him. Amen. If we truly desire to grow and become who we are in Christ Jesus, we have to invest. Amen. And it takes spending finances to grow the kingdom of God. Amen. Which means it takes finances to grow ourselves to becoming that man, that woman, and that young person of God he wants us to be. Amen. We got VETI. Amen. That's our college course. For those out there that may not know what VETI is, VETI stands for Victory Education and Training Institute. Amen. We could get credits to become, you know, licensed if you desire to be a licensed minister one day. Amen. Those tools are out there for us to grow and to become that new person that God wants us to be. Amen. Like I say, Victory Outreach International always got different things going on. Although the COVID-19 virus and things may be taking place, but that ain't stopping Victory Outreach. Can I get an amen, somebody? Amen. Let's give Jesus a hand, clap of praise for that. Amen. Because a lot of things have been stopped by this virus, but we haven't. We're still going and we're still moving forward. Amen. And we are still able to be taught and equipped and trained to become stronger men of God, women of God, and youth of God. Amen. That's why it's very important that we become givers. You know, this ministry has a great vision. Amen. You know, we got different ministry books and different things that we could grab a hold of so we could get an understanding of the vision that God has for our lives. Amen. That's why we are here tonight in the church. That's why those that's logged on tonight, that's why you are logged on. That's why you are in that position that you're in. It's not by coincidence that we are saved and set free. God saved us because he had a plan and a purpose in mind. Amen. A time to recognize Jesus through identity. Amen. I believe once we recognize who our identity is in Jesus Christ and we walk in that identity, people will start to see a change within our lives. Amen. You know, God wants to use us to draw men and women and youth into his kingdom. Amen. If we're not walking according to God's ways, it's going to be kind of hard for God to pull people into his kingdom if we're not bearing fruit, if we're not carrying ourselves in the right way. When times get hard, we standing and moving forward. When things take place within our health and our finances, we got to show people that our identity and our trust is in Jesus Christ. Amen. God saved us. The world didn't save us. That job didn't save us. That relationship didn't save us. It was Jesus Christ that saved you and I. Amen. That's why it's very important that we learn how to walk in that true identity. Amen. Because if we don't, we're going to be defeated. We're going to live according to the ways of the world. But that's not what God wants for you and I. Amen. I believe as we continue walking that identity on a consistent basis, day on and day out, people that's around us will be stirred up and be inspired to start to seek God for his call and his plan for his life. Amen. For their lives. Amen. That's why we can't give up. Too many Christians give up when times get hard. And often Pastor Charlie was saying that when the times get hard, I believe that's when God wants to work even more. I believe the same thing he said, that's when God gets the honor, you know, the glory the most through times of suffering. When he see his children going through a time of suffering, still removing faith, still praising him, still walking in tune with him, amen. That shows people that's around us that our identity is not identified by what the world says, but it's only identified through the word of God. Amen. As I get ready to bring it to the close, and that's the worship team, if they can make their way tonight, I want to go back to the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 9 through 10. Because that's where it begins at. Some of you out there tonight, I don't know who you are personally. I can't see your face. Some of you may not even be saved tonight. And you say you want to become that person that's walking in that identity. You tired of living the way that you're living. And you want to live according to that identity that's found in the Word of God. We want to give opportunity for that to happen tonight. Amen. Or you may be out there tonight. You may be, you were saved at one point. You backslid. You allowed the enemy to creep in. And by default, you went back out there. And here you find yourself tonight. Log on. Amen. That's not by coincidence. That's God. He wants to bless you. He wants you to walk in that identity tonight. Amen. So I want to read that scripture. It says, Romans chapter 10, verse 9 through 10. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. That's the first step. This is what happened to me, Pastor Charlie, and many others many years ago, taking that first step of faith. Open our mouths and allowing God to come into our lives. And by doing that, we regain our identity back. Amen. But it's not an easy task. It's not, you know. Getting our identity back, our true identity, it comes with suffering. I'm not going to paint a pretty picture. It comes with us having to deny ourselves daily of our thoughts, of our wants, and our desires. And I often tell myself, when I obey God, it's for my good. God don't need me. He's perfect. Amen. I need him. So when my leaders tell me to do things, it's for my benefit. Because I know they see the big picture and they want me to have a blessed life. And God wants the same for all of us that's tuned in tonight. He wants us to walk in that identity. Amen. Because he wants us to be blessed. But we also have to understand when we make that step, it's a process that belongs to God. Which means is he does things in his time. Too many of us get ahead of God because we see people having the nice things, amen, and we want to attach ourselves to those things, amen. But it's by far the greatest thing that you and I could do by giving our lives to God and allowing him to change our identity from being whoever we are to becoming that child of God and allowing him to use our lives in a mighty and powerful way, amen. So with that said tonight, I want to open up the altars and want to give those that's out there tonight a great opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And by doing that, the new identity that you have in Christ will be given to you just like that. The moment. It don't take hours or years, in an instant. Amen. So I want you right there in your houses to stand to your feet and those that's here tonight to stand to their feet as well. The enemy doesn't have anything for us. His plan is steal, kill, and destroy. That identity that we have in him is going to send us to hell. Amen. But God says, I come to give you life and life more abundantly. Amen. That comes with a great identity, a new identity that's found in him. So with that said tonight, let's, where you at, make that place your altar. Take that time to cry out to God and allow God to minister to you. Amen. So with that said, whatever the worship team has on their heart to share, let's get a hold of God and allow God to touch us right there where we are. Oh, hallelujah. That's right, Lord God. No place I'd rather be but in your house, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord God, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord God, no better, no place, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, yes, Lord God. Oh,